Well, everybody, we are. This is March 2024. Look at that! Like, we are in the proper year for this release. Hope, unless I don't release this until 2025, which would be really sad. But no, we are supposedly back on track.
Kind of, sort of, yeah. Yeah, because the last one we recorded, I think, was the
October,
Halloween, the Halloween special.
It sure was a Halloween special that we recorded and released in October 2023.
Sorry for lack of Merry Christmas. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, hey, hey.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what I say. But we're here. Yeah, you missed us. You know you missed us. You were staring at your podcatcher and you're like, where's Among Wolves?
Where did we come from in February, though?
That's a great question. So those of you guys who are listening, hopefully some of you guys are some new listeners, because we had, obviously, since we hadn't released anything, terrible download numbers in November and December, and then a huge spike in January and February of just random download numbers. And so if you have recently found our show, welcome. And, yeah, sorry it's been weird. But you guys found us, and we're excited. I'm not really sure what happened. Maybe you guys were looking for the metal band Among Wolves, and you accidentally found us.
But. Yeah. They haven't tagged those guys in anything.
Yeah. Oh, really? Yeah.
No, there was, yeah. If you haven't heard it, there was a metal band called Among Wolves who got tagged. We got tagged.
We sure did.
Because I guess they put Among Wolves, and it came up. Man. And I don't know what happened to the real Among Wolves, but... they had a good show, though.
But we outlasted them. So we are now Among Wolves. The only... there can be only one. Like the Highlander. Did you ever watch the Highlander?
I know of the Highlander. I know of Highlander.
Oh, I used to love the Highlander.
Did you watch the show?
Is that what you're... I watched about? The show. I liked the movie better. The original film.
The original movie.
Yeah, well, I liked that was really good.
But, yeah. But yeah. I remember the show was on all the time. I never really watched it.
Oh, I did.
It was like one of the syndicated shows, like Hercules or something.
Yes.
Like that.
Yeah.
It was always on like Saturday nights or something.
Yeah. And there was a lot of decapitations.
That was the point, yeah.
Yes, it sure was. Because there could be only one. Highlander.
In the end, there can be only one.
Here we are. From the Clan MacLeod.
Anyway, all right. So, hi, everybody. Neil, what happened with you over Christmas, real quick?
Oh, yeah. Huh? We had Christmas at our house, and everybody came over, and Lisa's parents came into town, and most of my family came over on Christmas Eve, and kind of was it, really. I don't think anything else. I don't think we did anything special.
You didn't bring out the fine china?
No, I know, huh? You didn't
bring out the fine china.
I got to do that someday. Yeah. I don't remember doing anything that day. I thought last year we had you guys over. Oh, I had my sister over.
Oh, yeah.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we had what's it called? We saved some presents for them. So in that way, Sarah brought some presents over for the boys and stuff. Because what happened was my parents used to do a 12th night just present for me and Sarah, their little cutesy things. And even as an adult, what was funny is mom would give me those calendars where you rip one day off.
But it would be the 12th day already. Or not the 12th, the 6th day or whatever.
Yeah. Maybe. Unless she did that for St. Nicholas Day.
Funny.
I don't know. But it was something like that. It's like, oh, here, next year is this calendar or something. Yeah. But, you know, something like that, you know. And then I was saying before is like when we started having in-laws and like Christmas was being taken up. So when Sarah was going to her in-laws on Christmas Day in the afternoon and stuff, it's like, okay, well, now we like have almost no time to, and that's back when she was working. So she had to work on Christmas Day. So everybody did like half shifts. So that way everybody got half a shift instead of some people working full shifts and some people having it off. So she'd work like 8 to noon or something. And then she'd come over to mom and dad's. And then when it's like, she had to go to her mother-in-law's for Christmas dinner or, you know, and dinner at Christmas starts at 3.
You're right.
Like how Thanksgiving, yeah. It's 3 o'clock. That's when people have Thanksgiving. So whoever have dinner. But so then all of a sudden, we, you know, that just really didn't work out well that one Christmas because it was like, it felt like she was like under the gun for everything. So then I was like, well, because Lisa's always out of town visiting her parents. And later I started going to visit them. So we're like, okay, let's move the little Whitney family Christmas to think to Epiphany. And then I think we moved it more to like Feast of the Epiphany because the weekend worked out better. So it was always like, oh yeah, we'll go over like Saturday. Because
that holy day of obligation is hard to get to. Let's abrogate it to the following Sunday.
Well, hey, we don't go to church on the real 6th right. of January.
Not in this region.
No, I mean, yeah. So, and it's always on the second Sunday after right. Christmas. And so we kind of did it like that Saturday night, maybe before this, that Sunday, or sometimes on Sunday. But we would do it that weekend. And then it was kind of good, too, because it's like, oh, good. I don't have to buy anything for Sarah or the kids. And then after Christmas, I could go buy stuff.
With the things on sale.
Yeah, they're on sale or something. Or that's awesome. Then I have more time to buy stuff. So I think that helps Sarah out this year. So she's like, oh, I could spend more money because it's like there's like two more paychecks before that or something. So, and then we still got the girls something to open up at Christmas Eve with the other girls. So then this year, then it's like, ah, crap, we still got to get them something at least. So she got nice things for the boys and everything. So it was fun. And so we kind of had ours together. And, you know, I think it was actually close to, was the 6th actually a weekend too this year or something? Or it was close to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was because it was like Friday night or something before, but whatever. But yeah, so it was kind of cool.
Cool.
Yeah, it was nice to have my sister over. And I feel like when, like after mom died, it was kind of like, oh, well, you know, it's not the same. And then when dad died, it's like, psh, well, I already see you on Christmas Eve. Why do you need to come over? I don't know. But then there's part of me that's like, well, you know, it's probably something better, like the four kids to get together and,
yeah,
and then you and me get together kind of thing. And then so I was like, I think my own weird not wanting to do stuff or something all of a sudden, which is weird because I'm always the one who wants to do extra things. So.
Lisa's rubbing off on you.
Who?
Lisa.
Lisa. Oh, I know, huh? Lisa's like, why do we have to have people over? Because it's Christmas. And then there's another thing, too, because, like, with our family, it's like, yeah, I have to have Christmas at my house because if I don't do Christmas, who will?
Right.
You know? And because a lot of the family can't either do it financially or physically or whatever or don't have the house to put it in or the patience or whatever. So
we've all seen Christmas Vacation with, what was that? What was the guy who drove the motorhome? What's his name? The
Cousin Eddie.
Cousin Eddie. Yeah. So Cousin Eddie needed a Chevy Chase there, whatever his, I can't remember his name.
Clark Griswold.
Yeah. in order to have a good Christmas for his family.
Yeah.
But you're
that,
Clark.
I was supposed to be Cousin Eddie. That's the way I was growing up.
That's what everybody would. Yes, it most likely become Cousin Eddie was on your yearbook, right?
Yeah.
But, but here you are, Clark Griswold.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
I wasn't to play at. So, yeah.
Yeah. Our Christmas was pretty low key. My parents were in Texas because my sister moved to Texas, and so this year they went to Texas.
And she has all the kids.
And she has kids, and so this upcoming year they'll be here, and then they won't go to Texas till New Year's or something like that, because that's the way they did. So we had Christmas with them on New Year's, which we should have just done Epiphany, because that would have made a whole lot more sense. But we didn't.
Yeah, for a good Catholic.
I know, I'm terrible.
And but, many cultures will actually don't do Christmas on Christmas.
Exactly.
They do church on Christmas, because yeah, that's the Mass part of Christmas.
Christmas, yeah.
You're supposed to go to Mass.
Yes.
Celebrate Christ.
And then
and get presents on another day on Epiphany.
Which makes sense.
When Jesus got his presents. Yeah. Actually, yeah, you know what's funny,
bad
too?
Bad kids opening presents before
Jesus. Before Jesus got to open his presents. But that is, well, you know, that is how some cultures do that. Yeah. And like, that's my answer for how Santa Claus gets presents to everybody in the world. So he doesn't get presents to everybody in the world.
Yeah, he's got till January 6th to make all those deliveries.
He's got other people. And then and then what about St. Nicholas? Drops off all those presents on the sticks.
There you go.
And then other people, like you got Père Noël going all the French kids and, and Father Christmas helping out in England.
Yeah.
But yeah. So there's multiple, and was it Bafanana or something? There's this witch lady who drops off presents on Epiphany in Italy.
Is that Italian?
There's one of those two. Okay. Why is there another?
I was thinking Russian. It's not because what you had to sound like Baba Yaga is what I heard.
Oh, is that it?
Baba Yaga is a Russian, but she's usually stealing children. She's a witch.
No, but there was like a witch who drops off presents.
Yeah, maybe Baba Yaga did that too. I don't know.
She might. Maybe she steals the bad kids. Watch her dropping off other presents.
Hey, that might be like, that's the
Krampus. Like the Krampus. The Krampus, yeah. But, oh, you know, it's funny when we're talking about that too with New Year's, actually, there was a Russian couple that used to come in my line at Trader Joe's, and they made a bigger deal out of New Year's because they grew up in communist Russia. Mm. So there is no Christmas. There's no holidays at all, or, you know, no religious holidays, let's say, you know.
Your religion is the government.
Yeah. Because I have such a high opinion of communism. But
Neo's a socialist. That's where all those downloads came from, the Russian spies.
They're bots. Because of my socialist tendencies. I'm like, why should I give you a dollar? Get up. Start paying. But Jesus would give me a dollar. Yeah, well.
Do I got a crown of thorns?
Yeah, I know.
Do you see holes in my hands? I got holes in my pockets, buddy.
And you ain't helping. Jesus only gave dollars to people who needed it. And I know you don't need it. What?
That's funny.
No, but they celebrated New Year's and had Christmas presents for New Year's.
Yeah.
So they did a whole thing for their kids and stuff, even here in America or something like that. And it just was like, oh, that totally makes sense. Because if you grew up where you weren't allowed to have religion and stuff, you know, and geez, I mean, you're looking at what, 1912 or 14? When was the?
17. Yeah. 1917, the revolution.
So then you don't have any more Russian Orthodox or any of those things anymore, which they probably still sell. They probably had presents on the 6th.
Probably.
I bet.
Because of Russian Orthodox. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the East and West, man. That was a good compromise historically, right? Yeah. The 12 days of Christmas.
What, did they get the one side and we get the other?
Well, we incorporated the 12 days of Christmas because the Roman side was like the 25th and the Eastern side was like the 6th. And we're like, okay.
Is that how it worked?
Basically.
I was going to say, I thought there was always 12 days of Christmas and they picked which day you celebrate presents with.
Oh, no. It had to do with when you think Jesus was born. Yeah.
So is that the whole thing? So there's not really a day the wise men actually came? Well, I mean, they did.
Well, they did actually come, but that's why that's celebrated on January 6th as part of the 12 days of Christmas and not, you know, however many months you want to put down later or whatever.
Right. Yeah. But what I'm saying is they were celebrating the 6th as Jesus' birth.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Yeah. That's how we came up with it. Or is it the fact that they said, oh, see, the 20, you can't get presents before you're born, so I guess we'll have to put it on ours.
Yeah, no, the presents and stuff like that, that's all, I'd have to do some research to find out when and how that all got incorporated on there for Christmas. I'm pretty confident that it has to be an American adaptation of St. Nicholas and Father Christmas and all these
things. Getting presents?
On Christmas Day, like, for the most, because not a lot of cultures don't do that. Like, we're weird in that particular way. But yeah, so for the Western Church, our understanding of Jesus' birth had to do with the integral year. And since the Annunciation was on March 25th and Jesus' death was on March 25th, so to speak, or the anticipated death of Jesus was March 25th, then that would have been the conception year or the conception day. And then 9 months from there makes December 25th, which is how we get our dating.
It didn't go backwards? I thought they set up December 25th as his birth and said, count back 9 months.
No, because the Feast of the Annunciation was celebrated before Christmas was ever celebrated. We cared about that day more than we cared about the birth of Jesus.
That doesn't sound right.
But that's how it works.
Like, I knew that like early church was like, everything's about Easter.
Yeah, everything was about Easter.
Because that's the part that makes this different. Everybody's bored, but not everybody's bored again.
Right. And because Easter or early Easter was March 25th, the Annunciation becomes March 25th.
Oh, wait, Easter was the 25th every year?
That's what the West wanted. That's what one of the things that Nicaea was trying to pin down, although there wasn't really a March 25th because you're talking about different times of years. But that's where the equivalent to what March 25th would be now because like the Gregorian calendar wouldn't be until later.
Yeah, Gregorian calendar is definitely. Yeah, it was still the Julian calendar. But you could have still done March 25th.
But I don't know if that would still be our March 25th. You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
Oh, no. That's why Orthodox Easter is a year later.
Right.
Or a week later.
Or however many days.
It's later. About a week.
Okay. Yeah. So
because that's still the Gregorian calendar. They still use the Gregorian calendar. Not the Gregorian.
I'm like, we used to.
They still use the Julian calendar. But we didn't even have a Gregorian calendar until what, 1800? No,
before that, before 1400. Like 900s.
No, not 900.
Yeah, really? Dennis the Short.
Dennis the Short?
Dennis Exiguus. Hold on.
Dennis the Short? That's like Dennis the Menace.
Yeah.
Or am I thinking of, wait, is Gregorian calendar in Gregorian chant? I don't want that. Gregorian the band? There, Gregorian calendar. 1582. Bam!
1582.
Did I say 14? Rewind that. Yeah. But
1582.
In 1582, Gregorian made the calendar blue. No, that doesn't work. 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue. Now, when is it we figured out what year is zero?
That's Dennis Exiguus.
Is that it? Because this is Pope Gregory.
Exiguus. Yeah, I know Domini dating. This is 6th century.
6th century for the AD?
Yeah. That's where I mixed up my dates, which is the numbering for both the Gregorian calendar and the Julian calendar.
You're still 300 years off.
Yeah, because I can't remember dates to begin with.
Oh, okay, but, good. You know, so, the Russian Revolution right off your tongue.
I did. You know why? Hmm. Anastasia.
Anastasia, sir, just wishing I could do the job for you, sir. I'd give her a ha, then a hi-ya, and then a woo-ah, and I'd kick her, sir.
Oh, jeez. I was going to say... I almost said, what are you, a big a Rasputin fan? Yeah. Anastasia. That's funny.
Yeah.
Okay, papal bull. I didn't realize bull is spelled like the animal.
Yeah.
I almost thought it was bull, like...
Like bull?
Like a bull.
B-O-W-L? No, it's bull. B-U-L-L.
And like how they would... He'd like, oh, it's a bull, and they'd travel with words like a scroll inside a bull.
No. Papal bull. Like the Chicago papal bulls.
They're just paper champions. Yeah, see, okay, 1582. Bam! Okay, I was closer on that.
There you go.
So wait, so it's 900, so it's in the 6th century we figure out?
6th century, year zero? 80, yeah, year zero.
And then they're off.
They're off.
When do they figure out that they're 4 years off?
We're not 100% sure how many years off he is. Whoa. Because new research and stuff like that, they're like, well, wait a second, he might be closer than he thought. But in the, I want to say it was the birth, really, of the historical critical method in scholarship. So you're like talking like the 19th century, like 1800s-ish.
That's what I said is in the 1800s.
The figuring out the proper dating for Jesus' birth.
Yeah, see, boom. I knew something was right.
Yeah. And then because he misunderstood how Josephus was counting years, because Josephus would say, like, such and such king reigned for 13 years.
Right, exactly.
But he might have began his reign in October of 1 year, so October.
So the problem is you're not doing 15 and a half years.
Right.
So you're just kicking another year. Yeah,
13 years, you know, and so they're just...
The 13 plus 12 plus 5, yep. Not realizing some of those don't match.
Correct.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and so that's where the math was all screwed up. But
your math screwed up.
It is, man. My math is screwed up, because I'll just throw a random year out there. I'm like, yeah, ninth century, probably. You know, it was, you know, around Vatican II.
That's okay. I did the same 70s. Thing with, like,
60s.
Well, I was talking to Lisa about Hunchback for Notre Dame, and I'm like, it's 18-something, 1860 or something. And then I said, wait, no, it's not. The book came out. I was like, never mind. That's when the book came out. It's supposed to be like 1400 again.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Or is it 16? No, it's 14, right?
14 or 16? Yeah, that's all the same.
That's 200 years off. You know what's so funny, too?
No, that's like 3 weeks off, roughly.
I know, with what, like the way progression, like progress is. They're still using wagons pulled by people.
Yeah.
But, like, it is funny that way, too, because it's like if someone said, oh, look at those styles for the 70s. Ugh, that's definitely the 50s. Were you stupid? Like,
right. But we're like, that was probably the 14th century, 18th century. Oh, you know, it was close. There's not much difference there. Nothing happened in those 300 years. No, 400 years.
1482. Bam!
Boom, look at that. Right in the smack in the middle of 15th century.
It's 100 years before the Gregorian calendar. So Judge Claude Frollo was using the old Julian calendar.
He sure was.
And when was it written? 1831. See?
Boom.
Bam, boom. Look at that. I was good at everything.
Yeah. How was your Lent, Neil?
My Lent?
We're in Holy Week now.
Oh, yeah, I know. My Holy Week's okay. Or my Lent is... It's okay.
Yeah?
you know, I've been, I, you know, haven't eaten chicken on Friday morning when I'm not, when I'm like, oh, this looks good. And then go, ah, son of a gun. Yeah. No, so I've been doing all right with that. my almsgiving and prayer have not gone up at all. And honestly, it's funny because I have cut out a lot of gambling. I don't have cash.
That's what you gave up, cash?
No, I gave up. I gave up like midday. Okay, that too. Gave up like midday drinking and gambling. I gave up
midday drinking and gambling.
Oh. No, but I mean, you know, sometimes you go and play or whatever, and right, like, but I've done pretty good because, like, I'm not like, oh, I gotta get back out there. So now I know I don't have a problem.
Like, I probably don't have a problem, but Easter's coming.
Like, that's the thing. But I'm also not like, boy, I can't wait to.
I got a feast now.
You know, like, yeah. So
all the midday drinking I can get.
So I'm wondering, it's like. I can't get through lunch without a few beers. No, but I mean, the midweek kind of thing. So I was like, yeah, I could have, but then I'm not even doing anything too crazy or something, Liz. Like, I was like, you know, like, I may have a beer on Friday night when I get home, but I'm not like going to the bar before I go home or anything.
Yeah.
And, but I'm also not like, well, now I probably won't get any more free money because I haven't been to the damn casino in so long. But like, I haven't stopped and played or done anything in like since before the Super Bowl.
Nice.
But then the thing is, so I'm not taking money out of the ATM to play. And then either where you win or lose, I'd always have cash on me. And right, now I have like no cash on me. So every Sunday when it's time to go to church.
Oh, no. The almsgiving is like, dropped.
It's like, oh, dang, what do I got? Good. I got $15. I'll put that in.
Father John's looking at these envelopes. He's like, Mr. Whitney, these are light.
I know, huh? You know what's so funny? He doesn't like it when you joke with that.
Oh, really?
Like, well, a little bit, because I would joke with it. I'm like, hey, you know, like if when we're on a retreat, I'm always like, hey, you know, when you get there and you notice I don't have an envelope, it's because I'm up here, okay? He's like, don't, you know, and then he like takes that like, he takes that like hard because I'm joking totally.
Right.
Like if he's really paying it, out of all the people, he's really paying attention to my envelope. And then he like would get, I don't know if he'd get mad per se, but it was more like, oh, I'm not looking at that. Like, you know.
That's funny.
Yeah, I know. But, and of course, I never put forth the effort into putting like my joke envelopes in, like where we were going to put the receipts from all of our food that we did at Congress.
Of course, yeah.
And it's like, here you go, buddy. Here's my trip to Congress.
Yeah, that's funny.
Or like all the things where it's like, yes, this is from teaching confirmation.
Yeah.
You know what? I think Lisa's paying for CCD for Robert. I told her we should get at least 10 years free.
For all the years put in.
From all the years from before.
Because I didn't have a kid in the program, so where's my free?
Yeah, where's my free stuff? All these people who are like, well, you know, all those moms you notice who went from first grade to high school for some reason went every year with their kid.
Yeah.
Honestly, I don't know. I probably would. I would have hated that.
Yeah.
If my parents were like the teachers every year.
Yeah.
Maybe.
That's a different generation. These kids like it.
Yeah. When I've seen like on the confirmation retreats that we've done and then like, they're like, oh yeah, the mom is the small group leader for the kid. And you're like, what? And then it's like, oh, and there's like some retreats we do at hotels and they're like, oh yeah, it was just my son and I will share the hotel room. It's like, what? You're going to share a room with your mom? Like, I understand she's super overprotective and doesn't want you in there, but then you're like, yeah, I want to stay with you, mom. Exactly. And it's like, no, I'd be with all the guys, especially when they have the ones with like 15 dudes in there. It's like, come on. I don't know. It's just,
it is weird. It's a different generation.
I know. Yeah. I guess it's. I guess I'm getting older, so then. Yeah. And I know things are different too, because it's like
I was talking with a couple of people about this. And I think a lot of that has to do with like, because a lot of the parents,
because their parents don't beat us like we.
No, I actually think it has more to do with 9/11 and the 24-hour news cycle and the 2002 church scandal than anything else.
Oh, you mean like the overprotectiveness?
Correct, right? And then so then I have.
There's even something before that, because I remember like
parents. Oh, no, I agree, but I think that this was like.
Because all of a sudden child molesters are out there.
Right. I think that this is like.
Like they didn't have those in the 70s. Sorry, you can't see my wings.
They can't. This is an audio medium.
Hans, Bubby, put the gun down.
What am I, a method actor, Hans?
Babe,
put away the gun. This is radio, not television.
This isn't what he said. What are you, method acting?
Like, yeah, that's right.
He can't see this.
But I think I think that 9/11 and the 24-hour news cycle because of 9/11 followed up with the church abuse scandals in 2002. I think those things back to back exacerbated a movement that was already heading that direction. And I think all the people who were in their college years or just becoming parents or in high school now, or like, you know, are having kids now that are coming of age and whatnot, experienced that and imagine that's what the outside world is, right? That's everything that's not my house. That's everything that's not in my control. And so then that gets poured into, you know, their kid, right? And so, like, if I let my kid out of my control, 9/11 happens to my kid. The church scandals happen to my kid. You know, those kinds of things, and it freaks them out. Even if that's all at a subconscious level, that's the culture that we ended up creating. And I think that has a lot to do with why that actually exists.
Odd theory.
It is an interesting theory.
I don't know. Yeah. I think it's just that we hear about child abductions. In suburban moms.
Well, where does that come from? That comes from
the 24-hour news cycle. You're right. That's all from Baby Jessica.
Yeah.
Who fell in the well, so CNN showed it all day.
See? That's it.
That's it. It's all the ladies.
Yep.
Yeah, because I was talking about that with my cousin Jason or something, and we would talk about when we were kids, we went to Newport Dunes, which is like you take Newport Beach and you go up, like there's like a river or something that goes up from the beach, and then there's this little tiny bay in there. And then, you know, nowadays I think they have like a bunch of motorhomes and stuff, but you used to be able to camp there in the beach, and we used to do that. And then we used to walk to the other end of, you know, the bay or something and play video games and buy candy cigarettes that you can blow the smoke out of and stuff. Yeah, that's really gum or something. It's not the chalky ones, but it was like gum with powder or something in it. So you feel cool because you're smoking. But but like we used to walk over there, and I'm just thinking, we went when I was young. Like, and then Jason said, well, think about it. You know, and he was thinking of his oldest at the time, who's now like 16, but I think at the time she might have been 13 or something. It said, like, when our cousin Erica would have been 13, and then we would have been 7.
Right. Right.
It's wild. So that's like between like my sister's kids and my kids. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like, so he and I would have been like 7. Raina would be like 9.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's maybe a little less or something, but.
When I was in second grade,
she would have been 10. Yeah, yeah. So Raina would be 10. So
when I was in second grade, I used to go to the corner store from the school all the time after, like,
and you had to buy beer and cigarettes for your dad, and you had that note and say, sir, my father needs me to get these cigarettes for him, or he's going to whoop me pretty hard, or he's going to lick me, or whoop me hard. What are the little kids? They have a living tar out of me.
That's right. No, but like when I used to walk home from elementary school, and so rather than going, if I would turn right to go home, but if I turn left, I could go up to the corner store. And at the corner store, they sold beef jerky or candy. And I would go into the corner store and buy beef jerky or candy. And then I would walk home. And that's, I was in second grade.
Yeah, huh?
Yeah. It's wild.
Like, I don't know. Like, I live next to a school. And I don't know if we'd let Robert walk to school until he's like 16.
Until he's teaching at that school. All right, Robert, now for your first day of work, you can walk to school for the first time.
Because I really feel like that's the thing. And it's like, I used to walk across the street.
Nope.
Like, I literally, and what's funny is, like, I live across the street from a school, and I grew up across the street from the school.
I don't let my kids play in the front yard unless I'm sitting out there watching them.
Yeah, but you don't have like a front yard.
I don't have a front yard. But still, you know, I'll set my chair up like a grumpy old man out on the driveway, and I'll watch my kids ride their bikes. I feel like around.
And then the problem too is you'd like have, there's too many cars going down your little cul-de-sac.
There's a lot of cars going down my cul-de-sac. It's annoying.
And we can't do that in mine because it's right by the road that leads out of the complex. Right. So every car goes down the one road or the other. So it sucks because we're on the corner where all the cars go. But even though, and the problem is I have a big backyard or front yard, which is all wasted because I won't ever use it. And it's not like it's full of grass so the kids can play in the front yard. Like, I used to play in the front yard of my house.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't do it now. And then I can't trust
it. What am I going to do, roll in the rocks?
Yeah, exactly, because it's all rocks. And yours isn't rocks. So if I had grass, maybe you could do it. But, I mean, no. And then the thing, too, is I wouldn't let my kids play in the front yard, especially Henry. He'd probably run on the damn street every day. That kid's wild.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you're right. Like, it's like, no.
Yeah.
Going outside.
No, it's weird.
Going out front. Yeah. In the back with the walls. Keep you pinned in.
Exactly. Stay in the backyard. Play in the backyard all day long.
I don't know, but I trust your kids in the front yard.
Nope. You want to know why? So all three of them were playing in the front yard.
They were praying. Because they were so good.
My kids are so holy. So they're playing in the front yard, and, you know, Isaac has this bumper car that we got him for Christmas, and they're pushing around because, you know, Isaac can't use the bumper car right. He could spin it in a circle, but he doesn't know how to really control it well. And so they're just pushing him around in the bumper car, and then Joel leaves him in the middle of the street and comes over to ask me a question, and Gemma's completely ignoring Isaac. And so this car starts coming, and Isaac's just sitting in the middle of the street. I'm like, go get your brother.
No, see, that's different. I said front yard.
Yeah, that's
you're leaving my kids at the real street.
My front yard is the street.
See, that's what I'm saying. If they're in the front yard, you're like, I don't have a yard.
I don't have a yard. It's the street. Yeah.
Sure.
There's nowhere to play there.
Yeah. Your kids aren't kind of absent-minded with stuff like that.
It's pretty funny. Yeah. I was like, oh, you left your brother in the middle of the street and just said, yeah, this is probably fine.
Poor kid.
I know. And Isaac's all buckled into it. It's like
you buckle him into this car that he's probably too big for. So he's he's wedged in. Yeah. He's stuck. And so he couldn't get out if he wanted to. Yeah.
And he's just happy as a little clam.
Then they push him out into oncoming traffic.
Oh, poor Isaac. Yeah. But yeah. So yeah,
like your daughter.
That's why I can't trust my kids.
Like your daughter and my son driving that
Jeep. Oh, man. All right. You got to tell that story. So, I know this is a bunch of random story time, everybody, but this is going to be random story time. That's what we should have on the show, random story time segments. But tell them about...
We just cut this part. It's like, if you like stories...
If you like stories. If not, skip to...
Skip to minute 48. Yeah. Wait, this is minute 2.
It's a short story.
We had a birthday party.
Yes, tell them about this birthday party.
We were at a birthday party, and there was a Power Wheels Jeep. But it's something weird, too, where, like, the pedal was off, or...
I kind of think that that's how they were sharing, right?
So,
because two kids could theoretically sit in the front together of the Power Wheels, but in order to make it quote-unquote fair, one of them got to steer while the other one got to use the gas pedal, which sounds dumb, which is how you...
No, I think it works if it works out. Yeah, it's a kid's idea. Like Batman, it's a kid's idea. Only a kid would dress up like a bat and venge crime, where an adult would be like, I got money, I'll make the police force better. All right, so...
Okay, story time.
One of them is driving.
Yes.
And the other one's pushing the pedal. Uh-huh. And then all of a sudden, what?
Well, Joel was holding Henry, right? It was Uriel. So he's holding Uriel, one of the little boys at the thing, and he's carrying him. And he's running away from the car, which Robert and Gemma decided to chase him with this car. Like, you could imagine a dramatic chase scene where, like, you know, you're being chased down by the bad guys and I'm running away. And rather than,
it's that Austin Powers one where he's like, stop!
with the steamroller.
Steamroller going a half a mile an hour.
Exactly. But rather than, you know, like running to an area where the car couldn't go, like say onto the rocks or into something else, Joel decides to put Uriel down and then run away from the car. So obviously now Uriel, who's little, is down in front of an oncoming Power Wheels car. So,
and it hit him. It like rolled over him.
Sure did.
We thought he was dead.
Over, and he was under the Power Wheels. And then Joel comes. And he's like, oh no, I will save you. With the strength of like a mother whose child is stuck under the car. He takes the front of the Power Wheels and lifts it up, flipping Gemma.
And Robert out the back.
Yeah, it was fantastic. It was just a comedy. Everybody was fine, which is why it's hilarious.
And then David's has to become the adult. Say, oh, you get over there, and we're throwing this Power Wheels in the pool.
Yeah, we're done with this thing. Nobody gets to play anymore.
Oh, I'm surprised nobody got hurt.
I am surprised nobody got hurt, but, you know.
Uriel's a trooper, too. He didn't cry or nothing.
Nope. Yeah, he's tough. He's a tough kid. Yeah.
All right. Anyway, that's enough of that story.
Yeah.
So
there you go.
Where were we at before that?
We were about Lent.
Oh, yeah, Lent. Yeah. Yeah. So, I didn't give money because I don't have money in my pocket.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, man. So the almsgiving got bad. And the prayer life's bad. Well, it's not bad. Yeah, it's bad. So I got to work on that. So I should have used Lent for that.
That's what Lent is for. But one thing.
And right now what sucks is like Lisa's like on Facebook groups or something like that. And you're seeing like all the ladies going like, this is some tips for Holy Week. These are awesome things you can do. Yep. You can spend 8 hours of silence all by yourself in a room. And she is like, I ain't got no 8 hours. Like, so now she feels like she's behind the eight ball because she's not doing all these awesome things that the influencers are doing. So it's kind of like the opposite of like where social media is like, look how fancy I am in a private plane, which isn't really theirs, you know, stuff. And where people are
it's
like
a toilet.
Yeah. That toilet seat that they fix. Yeah. No, but so it's like all like that, but she's like, I'm not Lenting enough.
That's funny.
And I'm like, oh my goodness. So there's that. And I said, you know who that's for? People with adult children.
Yeah.
Right now, our Holy Week sucks because it's like we're trying to like clean the house because everybody's coming over. And we have to make sure the room where we could throw everything in is clean because her parents are staying in the guest room. And upstairs, we can have her brother and sister-in-law are going to be up there with Jack. And they're going to be, so now we have to clean that room too.
Your mom's room?
My mom, yes. The room my mom's in, yes.
Oh, okay.
But nobody knows that. I've never told anybody who slept in that room that.
That is your mom and dad are in there and your cat?
No, the cat's not there.
The cat's not there.
I didn't pay for the cat to come home. Sorry, Paula.
Just the ghost.
Just the ghost of where the cat died. No, the cat was alive when I took her. But I had to take her. I don't know. There was something that it was just, I think it was because it was shortly after, well, not. Well, yeah, because the cat died between my parents.
Yeah.
So maybe it was just like, and that was tough. Like, I cried in the parking lot. Yeah. I didn't realize that the cat would hit me that hard. But, like, they're like, oh, well, what would you like to do? And I'm like, you take her and burn, you know, cremate the cat. And do you want the ashes in a jar? And then I said, what am I going to do? Put the ashes next to mom? Like, and I literally was like, nah, you could do it humanely or whatever you do with cat ashes. I don't know. Am I a terrible person?
No.
But
perfect sense. Yeah.
But so I just said, all right, no. Because I think it was, but I don't know. I might have kept the ashes if I didn't have a box of my mother.
Do you want to confuse the two? Now, one of these is mom and one of these is the cat.
I would imagine it's a little bigger, but if that cat died before. Like when I woke up and the cat didn't make it through the night.
Yeah.
Oh, it would be in the backyard now. Because I would have just dug a hole and saved $200-something. Just be like, shh.
Here you go, kitty.
They're like, sorry.
Coyotes dig it up later. You're like, ah, crap.
We're not that far on the edge of town.
Yeah.
But. So, sorry. But yeah, so in the spare, in the office, Rumpus room, man cave, spare room.
Mom's room.
Stop. I don't like that now. But in there, it's, you know, it's a nice room, and you know, but you know, we're trying to, you know, it's a good room. It's like, here's crap. Throw it in a box and throw it in the room. Oh no. Cause that's the other problem is we'll do that. It's like, oh, here's laundry. Throw it on the bed in the spare in grandma and papa's room. And then when they come, it's like, oh, the plane comes in on Friday. You better pick up all those laundry. Yeah,
this is your penance week.
Yeah.
You know, this
so
is,
we had to get that room done before last Friday. Yeah. And now that they're here, the room's not, well, I wouldn't say it's nice, but it's clean. And now we're at the clean upstairs. And then the problem is, like, I have all these comic books that I haven't read. And then the problem is, like, 8 years ago or 10 years ago. God, I don't know. Yeah, maybe. It's like, oh, I'm going to start buying the Star Wars comic books so I can buy comics again. Because I can't buy all these superhero comic books. Because like back in like the mid-2000s, I probably bought almost everything DC had.
Right. Then it got popular.
No.
And expensive.
Well, they were already getting expensive then. Oh. But so I'm like, oh, I want to get back into comics. Maybe I'll just buy a couple Star Wars ones. And then, you know, maybe I'm only buying a few, but then it's still only a couple bucks. So you're spending less than $10 a month. But then you realize it's like $10 a month for like, you know, 10 years is too many monies. It's a lot of monies. And it's like, and then I find them all. And then I haven't even read them yet. And then what am I going to do? 10 years from now when I finally do, I'll read them on my iPad.
That's true, right? Yeah, that's funny.
Oh my god, because it's that's the way it is. And yeah. Then I have so many comic books in boxes that I'm like, oh, I'm not gonna pull those out. But I'll pull out some on the bookshelf, like the trades and stuff. But so stupid. That's funny. So I got all those. So I had to like start putting those, and then I find that it's like, oh look, here's a shelf with a stack of comics, and here's two boxes of comics, and here's like the cabinet that the TV's on that has, you know, where you put the VCR and stuff in. Well, you know, a VCR.
Can you explain to the kids what a VCR is?
Yeah, I know, huh? You see, before we had DVRs, we used to put these big old tapes. So there's a space there for a VCR that I don't have a VCR.
Right.
So I put comic books on that shelf.
That's funny.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I don't know. So I'm trying to tidy up that room, and then, yeah. And then I have like the artwork that I bought at like conventions and stuff that I never hung up. So
that's cool.
Yeah, I got a cool Flash and Reverse Flash. I think I'll put it in Robert's room. Wonder if he'd like that.
See, I'd like to do that, but I'm cheap, so I never spend any money on this kind of stuff.
Oh, and they're not expensive, though. I mean,
yeah, no, I'm.
But you're still real cheap. Yeah. I know when I pay like $20 for a print or something. So, so a lot of these guys, you'll get like these artist alleys or something, or you'll find guys who are artists, and what they'll do is they'll draw something and then they'll sell prints of it.
That's awesome.
So you know, and you buy it for like $10 or something cool.
Yeah.
So like one of them I bought for my sister was a. Yeah, she was just telling the other day, like, oh, yeah, when Neil goes to a convention, he usually brings me something nice.
And I'm
like,
that's awesome.
So, like, this one time I found, did you remember Road to El Dorado?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, so they had, it was Miguel and Tulio, and they had him dressed as Thor and Loki.
Yes, I've seen those, yeah.
Okay, so I found one of those, and I got it from my sister, who liked Road to El Dorado and loves Thor and Loki. So I was like, oh, this is perfect. Here's $10. Here you go.
So you can hang those things up.
Right? Yeah, I know I should. And we should like hang up pictures of our kids in our house too, but we do a bad job of that.
Those yeah. I have some.
You got some.
I got some
bare walls though too, man.
I do, especially in this room.
Yeah. But like, our house is like hella bare.
Yeah.
Like we have pictures on like one hallway, and I'm like, God, we got to do better than that. And my cousin Jason laughs at me. He's like, oh, because it's the opposite of my house, because his house is smaller and they have 40 times the pictures, and they have like,
and they're all up.
They've like bought a crap load of like 5x7s or something. But there was one point where they had so many pictures of like their daughter, like you would have been like, oh,
did poor girl.
Yes. Did she?
Oh, that's so sad.
Like it looked like she died, and it's like,
and this is all a memorial to her.
Yeah.
And then she walks over, you're like, ah.
Oh.
She's alive.
Yeah. So they had that or something. So at one point, I was like, oh, wow. And when he said it, I said, okay, good. He realizes it.
Oh, that's terrible.
But now that they have two kids and then they're in dance.
Oh, no, that poor other kid. Where are my pictures on the wall?
Yeah, I know. That's how I feel with poor Henry, because it's like we have like a couple pictures of him as a baby, and it's like, yeah, we'll put up more pictures later. He's like 12. No. Yeah.
That's like Joel's, because I used to do these birthday videos for the kids, and then Joel has one, like, going till he's like 4, and then Isaac has 2, and then Gemma has 1, and so Judah might have half of one. And
Judah's like, here's this picture of when we were born. And
yeah, exactly.
Here's a picture of all of us at Christmas.
Here's the slideshow that Facebook put together for me on the day that you were born.
Hey, you know what's good? It's like, yeah, now that your phones are new, they're like, hey, here's all these pictures of Henry. You're like, oh, nice.
Look at that. Yeah. That's funny.
Now, the closest I have to real pictures, too, is Lisa bought me three pictures in one big frame. Mm-hmm. So I put Lisa and Robert's school pictures in it.
Oh.
And then I don't have a good picture of Henry, so I found one good one at the beach. So I just put that in. But the problem is, Robert doesn't smile right in pictures. They're terrible. It's like literally a waste. No, he's a bad. They're like a waste of money. And then Lisa, who I think is a pretty woman, is a terrible picture taker. It's like, you don't even make that face. How do you make this face?
So that's what Robert's doing. He got it from
her. But Robert just like,
oh, he's doing it on purpose.
Yeah, to a point. Actually, he's got a decent smile in this one, but his hair's all shaggy and stuff. So it's funny too, because there's a lot of pictures that we have of the four of us, and for some reason, just Robert's not. taking the picture right. But Henry, dude, this kid is like, jeez.
Photogenic. Yeah. That's like Isaac. Isaac's super photogenic, too. When he smiles.
I was going to say, if you get him, because there are some pictures where you got Isaac, and he's looking at the camera, and I'm like, ooh, gold.
I know.
And then you got pictures where it's like, he's like off the
right,
spot.
Exactly.
He's not even in the spot. Like, he moved 3 feet.
Or he's really mad that you're making him take a picture.
And he's like behind you. Exactly. You see his shoulder.
Yeah, but whenever he's got a good picture, and he's got a good picture. Yeah. So there you go. My lunch was okay.
Yeah, I know. You can talk too.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so I was doing XS90 for the beginning, and I got sick a couple of times, so I wasn't like super good at a lot of the XS90 stuff. But this what really went well was the prayer stuff. I liked I was telling a couple of people that for whatever reason this year, like a lot of my prayer had to do with sacred art. I've always loved art, but I never really prayed with art. And so that was kind of cool.
Oh, like Visio Divina?
Kind of, which I always thought was hokey.
Okay.
Right, but...
yes, but, I think it's hokey.
Yeah, yeah.
But, I can't pray with my art.
Oh, I've started, and I really, really enjoyed it this past...
Just to tell you, I would have lost so much money if they said, how much you bet that David is a Visio Divina guy? I'd be like,
I wasn't, but this Lent I was very much so.
Because I can see you being, and I'm this way too, like, oh, but see, you see, they draw Jesus with the colors or this.
Yes, that's exactly what I'm doing.
This is the representation of that, and the reason he's only got three fingers is really.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. But I'm doing that, and then I'm taking it one step further and saying that, okay, so, Lord, through this, what are you trying to tell me about my relationship with you or about where you're calling me as a disciple, and then meditating on that and chasing that down? What does this mean? You know? And so like chasing those pieces down, in prayer, that's been different for me and I've enjoyed that.
Wow.
Yeah. I know it's weird.
I can't even do it. Like I can't do Lexio Divina either.
Oh, I love Lexio Divina.
I know, yeah. But that's words and stuff. And you're good at that.
Yeah. I like words.
I can see you being into that. To me, yeah. I'm like, read this. Okay, I got it. I got the message.
Yeah.
70 times 7. I got it. Yeah. I got it. No, that means just keep saying, it's okay. I forgive you again.
You got to chew on it. You got to wrestle with it. You got to be like Jacob and waiting, you know, before he sees his brother Esau, and you got to fight. Yeah. But that's a...
Chew on it like the beef jerky I bought when I was 7 years old instead of going home after
munch
school.
Munch on it like Jesus says to munch on his flesh, and this is his word, right?
Just so, munch on this flesh.
That's right. And so, but yeah, that's been great. But one of the things that I really noticed in myself is like, and this brought it out because it was hard to get to prayer, and that's never been really the case for me. But it was the flip of my schedule. And this is why a lot of the editing has been difficult for me too, because my life before in youth ministry was like, I'd have basically mornings to myself. I'd drop the kids off and I'd come home. I'd do my prayer. If there was editing to get done, I'd do some editing, you know, and kind of run
for the podcast.
Yeah, absolutely. And then run the house essentially. Right. And then gets to work, you know, mid morning or whatever. And I had a couple of hours in the morning that was to myself. And
now you got nothing.
And now I got nothing, right? Because plus I work on the weekends. And so a lot of times I had Friday off and the kids were in school on Friday. My wife was at work on Friday. So I could do editing and whatever at those times. And now I go to work at the same time my wife goes to work and the same time my kids are at school. And I come home whenever my wife comes home and my kids come home. And I just want to be with them, right?
Oh, good save.
No, but really,
yeah,
that's
me too. Yeah. I love going home and my wife and kids are waiting for me. Yeah. That is my favorite thing.
The casino and the bars are distractions.
I do not go to those places.
Those my wicked, wicked friends drag me there and I have to go there.
They get the mashing of teeth outside.
It was the fox
and Gideon.
Yeah, who brought me to Pleasure Island. Treasure Island.
Pleasure Island, you're right.
I know.
Oh, Treasure Island. Next to the Mirage. Yeah. There's a place called Pleasure Island that's behind it on Industrial Row.
Is there really?
No, there's not. People who don't live in town won't know that. And they'll be like, strip clubs and casinos. He also sounds like a good guy. I'm glad he's teaching my kids confirmation classes.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast do not necessarily represent those views and opinions expressed by the Archdiocese or any employees therein. But because of that, I don't have those really prolonged periods of like just me time where I can read, you know, a nerdy book and pray with it for without any, like, I have to be done by such and such time, you know? And so that's been really weird for me to navigate. It's better. I mean, because my kids, they get to see me at home and I'm with them. I can help with their homework and I cook dinners most of the nights and things like that. And so it's all really good stuff. And I like on Saturday, I sat outside with my kids. I watched them play up and down the street. I threw the frisbee. It was the windiest day ever to throw a frisbee, but Joel and I threw a frisbee around for a half an hour or so, and it was a good time. And
save Isaac from
being run over,
left in the middle around.
Yeah, and those things were all possible. But what I'm trying to figure out is, like, how does my prayer life? How do I change what I'm doing in order to not lose my prayer life in the way it was, you know? Now I know I can't just like abandon my family for 2 hours and say like, I'm just going to go upstairs and read some Hansers on Balthazar and pray in my corner. Because that would be weird. Right. And impossible because the kids will find me and say, what are you doing? And can I come and play and all these other things. So figuring out that balance,
I still can't poop.
Yeah. Oh, that's what I should. I should just have a stack of theology books in the bathroom.
It will help. I do a lot of my praying in the bathroom too.
That's for other reasons.
Yes, it's probably with something I ate.
Oh no, Roberto's.
Like, boy, I'm sweating. I'm still sweating. No, but like there are times I'm in there, and then you hear this.
Oh yeah.
Open the door. Bad. No, I'm pooping. Well, let me come in.
No. Isaac's the worst at that. Isaac shakes the handle. And then he starts turning the water on all the faucets. Isaac, what are you doing?
I just bumped that thing.
That's funny.
Mark that on your bingo card.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's been my real struggle. And what Len pointed out to me was like, hey, you're struggling to find times of prayer. Fix it. And so that was that was really what I was struggling with. But striking that balance and figuring it out, yeah.
That balance is tough because it's like, even finding personal time to do whatever.
Right.
Like, you know, reading an article.
Yeah, that you were supposed to read for this podcast that we didn't talk about, but we could talk about it next time.
But stuff like that or like, you know, like one thing I noticed not drinking as much is I still wake up feeling like crap. And I used to count that.
You used to tally it up to drinking?
Yeah, I used to be like, oh, I drank too late.
That's because you're old.
Or it's like, oh, I drank too late. You know, like, because you're not supposed to drink, like, before you go to sleep. Because then it doesn't hit you till like, you're already in REM or whatever. Or it screws up your REM, and then there's too much sugar in the alcohol, or I don't know. You've heard these things, right?
No.
Really?
No, yeah.
Oh. I would have thought you would have. I don't know. There's all this stuff like that, so. So then it'd be like, oh, I should have done that, because now it's like, I'm going to fall asleep and then it's going to hit you later. Then you feel like crap and blah, blah, blah. That makes sense. And so now when I wake up, I'm like,
I still feel like crap. I should have had a beer anyway.
Yeah, kind of. Or it's like, do I need to drink more water? So when I thought I was, now it's like, oh, maybe I'm just dehydrated.
Hey, you know, we all.
I'm actually, now that now I say that, it's probably not as much of a joke as it was.
No, it's like, we all probably live more dehydrated than not.
Which is funny because I feel like we're drinking much more water than we did.
Yeah. But out here, the water sucks. And so.
No, but I mean, just like in the 80s, nobody drank water. Like, you went to the water fountain and stuff. Like, now you can't find a kid without a water bottle with
them.
That's
true, huh?
Yeah. I thought that funny. Like, you know, 15 years ago or something, my friends Mike and Jen, like, their kids had water bottles, like, wherever they went. I'm like, what the what?
Yeah.
Can't you get through the car ride without water? Like, right.
Yeah.
No.
Gemma has a 45-minute ballet class, and she brings a water bottle, too. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's funny. Like, Robert's in Little League, and some of his practices, I'd see him run in, grab some water, go back out, and it's like, all right, boys, take a break. And then it's like, what? You couldn't wait the next 1 minute? And what's funny right now, I don't think he has to get checked out yet, but it's funny because it's just like, he's like, even in the field, he's like running off. I'm like, where are you going? He's like, I got to pee. And you're like, oh, okay. But did you pee like 30 minutes before we came to the game? He's like, yeah, but I got to go again. And you're like, what's he doing? He's just going to go there and tinkle three drops and then go back. It's like, what the? Then he says, dirty piece like Tom Hanks in Leave Their Own or something. It's just like, where did you get all this pee from? Then he peed later. It's like he couldn't even finish another hour.
He drank that whole water bottle he's carrying.
It must have been. It's just like, I'm like, well, that's a real pee there. I guess you had to go. And it was just like,
ugh. That's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So he's doing Little League.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's actually pretty good.
That's awesome. But he's not right field?
No. Well, sometimes he is. Oh. They're moving around pretty well. But yeah, he's not picking
up. So that way you can't see which kid sucks. Oh, that kid's always in right field. He's
yeah. Maybe when he's older, they do that. But he's still low.
The little kids, everybody gets a turn. You get to be shortstop today.
Well, plus, you don't know where these kids are going yet. They're still little. They're like, but, and it's only like the second game and stuff. But yesterday, he was like playing third and like they had the ball, and it's like that's when he's just stopped paying attention. And it's just like, then they throw the ball in, and it's like, turn around, look at the ball.
I got so much riding on this game.
Oh, God. If I were to bet on it, I'd buy on the other team. It's not that they're bad. Just
you got to win this bracket.
Yeah. You're so funny. Like all playoffs have like brackets.
Yeah, no, I'm learning sports. Yeah, through hockey as I'm watching it.
I know. Yeah. It's so funny too because like you guys are like, hey, we watch every game.
Yeah,
what are wild cards?
No, well, see, that's what happened. So like, whenever the Golden Knights first started, we watched a couple of games. We're like, oh, this is really cool. You know, we like the game, we like the team. And what that was all about. And then, like, as the years progressed, we started watching towards the end of the seasons, right? So we watch some of the playoff games. I actually didn't know for the longest time that before the playoff season, they only played each team once. I thought every game was a series. And so,
did you ever watch baseball?
No.
That's how baseball is.
Every game's a series.
Because what they do is they travel and they play so many games. So if you have a team like the Dodgers and then they go to Colorado to play the Rockies, they'll play the Rockies like Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
Right.
And then they'll leave there on Thursday. So and take like Thursday off or something, or they might play an early game on a Thursday and not play a Monday, something like that. And then what they'll do is they'll fly down to Arizona and then they'll play them Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And then they may fly home and then play another week at home, or they might go somewhere else. You know, so like if they go to the East Coast, they might play for about 2 weeks in a couple cities, but you'll play multiple games in the cities.
Yeah.
And that's how you have a series of three or four games, or sometimes two games or something. Then you go home, and then, you know, so if you're at home, you know, you they'll be like, oh, the Red Sox are coming in town. And then they're, you know, you can see them on Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday. And then so you figure that kind of stuff out. And maybe you try to figure out which pitcher you want to see and stuff. But like basketball and hockey, it's literally like you're playing St. Louis today.
Right.
And tomorrow somebody else.
Winnipeg.
Yeah. Exactly. It depends. Right. Now, sometimes it's like when you do the road games, they still do keep travel in mind. So like if the Knights go and they play New Jersey, they may play the New York Rangers and the New York Islanders and then go out to Philadelphia and then fly home or something.
Yeah.
Or they go up to Vancouver, Edmonton, Calgary, and then come home or something like that. Whoa, someone's flying down the street.
That's impressive.
So, but yes, they're only one game. Sorry. Yeah. But I was wondering if you thought they were series because...
No, I thought they were series because you know that's going to be watched.
Oh, because you only started
We always started watching in the playoffs. And towards the end, whenever like everything was like, everything matters and all this stuff, and like everybody was obsessed with it. So like, okay, we'll watch something. And they're like, oh, this is fun. And then we started learning some of the players and things like that. And then it was this year where we were like, how many games? We started watching like every single game for the most part. Like, even if we're not catching the whole thing, we're turning it on, you know, and then following along. And so we know whenever players are injured and, you know, who's out.
That's like real sport people.
I know. Like, we watched Petrangelo play his 1,000th game and they like, that's 1,000 games. Like, that's wild. Right. And so these kinds of things that we're just following the team and we really like the team. Right. And so that's why we're learning so much about like how to get in the playoffs and the chances of us not being able to get in playoffs and things like that. So, yeah, we're learning a lot of stuff. Yeah. It's been fun.
That's cool. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. You ready to wrap this up?
Yeah, you're done, aren't you?
Yeah, that and it's, you know, 10 o'clock.
We're really going to hopefully this worked out a little bit.
I'm sure it'll be it'll be totally fine. I think we got a couple of episodes in there, probably.
Yeah, maybe two.
Maybe two episodes. Maybe
two. Yeah. We can milk it.
And then we still have another one in the pipeline whenever you read that article. And then
we'll do that. And then we'll have one in the summer. We'll still have to do more.
We need more guests, too.
Yeah, we need guests.
We should have a guest on the show.
Yeah, poor Manny.
Yeah, I know. Manny wants to be on the show.
I know.
It'll be good.
I know part of me wanted to, because we wanted to talk about Disney's Robin Hood. Yeah. And there was part of me that wanted to watch, like, 10 other Robin Hood movies.
Oh, that's what we should do. We should rank the Robin Hoods. You come up with your list, and I'll come up with my list. And then we have Manny for his list.
That's not a bad idea. That'd you know what? I've that's the thing, too. My cousin, I love this, because the other day I listened to the episode, and you're like, you want to wrap this up? And I look at the thing, and it still had 25 minutes left. that's for me. Yeah. But my cousin used to do, like, movie marathons and stuff or things like that. Yeah. And he's like, hey, we're going to watch all three Lord of the Rings, so... And he's like, and I'm like,
get your diapers.
Pretty well. No, it was like at his house. But it would be like, oh, cool. Oh, we're watching the extended version. So I'm going to have everybody come over at 9 a.m.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, oh, boy.
That's a commitment.
But like, I said something. Oh, I think I told you about that on the last episode, like how I wanted to like rank all the 1989 movies and watch like the top 10 that would be cool or something. But it's like, I've also said, like, what if we did like, Three Musketeer movies or something, you know, and you get like the 1950s one with Gene Kelly in it, and then you do like the 70s ones with Raquel Welch and Michael York and stuff, and then you do the Disney one from the 90s, and then there's probably one I think a couple years ago or something, and which is probably 10 years now, but you know, you watch something like that, and you watch like 4 to 6 movies, it's all pretty much the same story. And then, and then you watch the Mickey Donald Goofy cartoon with the Three Musketeers.
Oh, I like that one.
That's a good one.
That's a great one. Yeah.
You know, something like that, or, you know, when I'm like, so I would be like, oh, yeah, you could do something like that. And something like with Robin Hood, and you watch like.
I think that's a great idea, though. I think that that would be a good episode. I think Manny would have fun with it, too. If he watches any of the other Robin Hoods, we got
to
go watch.
We'd have to narrow it down, too.
Nah, I just say Robin Hoods. And pick your top three.
Well, yeah, but no. Opposed to like saying, here's 10 Robin Hoods, watch a figure?
Nah. I think it's wide open. So that way it's...
If you just say the top three, then you're not going to watch new ones. You're just going to pick...
Why not? Are there not...
I don't know.
Would not the new ones fit in the top three? Do they all suck?
I don't know. Because if you're going to say top three, I'm top probably going to say... Oh, okay.
Top five. Let's do top five Robin Hoods.
All right. I'll have to see about that. Manny, you listen to this?
Yeah. Top five Robin Hoods.
Because if it was top three, I already got it.
Ah, RAC. So, nope, we got to do some research, watch some Robin Hoods. We'll do our top five Robin Hoods. Maybe it'll be a good summer episode because it's going to take me a while to get through that many Robin Hoods.
I know. That's the other thing, too, because I have no time to do anything.
Yeah.
Like, even you, like, watch shows.
Oh, yeah, we watched, like, an hour of TV a night, so it took us 4 days to watch Oppenheimer.
Oh, I saw that in the theater.
Oh, nice, yeah.
There's something I realized. I would have never said that I'm a Christopher Nolan fan, like, but, like, I like Christopher Nolan movies.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
Like, but I'm not saying I would have said I didn't like him, but it's just like, I'm not like the guy who's like, oh, new Nolan movie's coming out. Better go see it.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, I got to see Interstellar in the theater because I heard it's awesome. And then it's like, I drove all the way to Sam's Town at 3 p.m. because that's the last time it was in the theater with my friend Adam and stuff. So it's like, and then when Oppenheimer was there, I was like, oh, it's at the IMAX at the town square. I'm going to watch that in the IMAX at the town square. And we did.
Yeah. We should actually talk about that movie too because it was good. But
that was really good. I was glad that it won so many Academy Awards.
Yeah.
If I wasn't boycotting the Academy Awards, no.
You're boycotting the Academy.
Kinda. Awards. I feel like it got too full of themselves. Right. And
it's always, the whole point is to be full of themselves. Yeah, the whole point is look at me and how great I am.
Yeah, but and then it got more political than ever before, and then in a sense it was like. This movie's better, but this one's more diverse, so this will get it.
See, I never cared for any of these award things because I think that's external goods. I want the film for the sake of the film.
I understand, but really I'm just saying film. It's like, I don't know, maybe it was just the fact that I felt like at one point in time it was like, these should get awards and these are good movies. And like, I used to have, you know, all the like best pictures. I think my dad had almost all of them, but I had like from 1970 to like 2012 memorized, you know, I guess, you know, probably those I could still do if you like.
Like Academy of the Oscars parties or whatever. Your...
I never had an Oscars party. My Aunt Marie does stuff like that, and they actually like got awards when you pick them or something or something like that. Or, you know,
hey, what's the governor's? The
governor's ball?
Yeah.
It's like a big party afterward.
Yeah, because I saw, because I like John Mulaney, and he hosted the Oscars.
Oh. My favorite. John, this is college. Give us your money.
John Mulaney's hilarious. Whenever he's funny, he's really funny.
Yeah.
But he was hosting the Governor's Awards, and I never heard of it before. And he did this bit whenever he was introducing people that I thought was fantastic when he talked about Angela Bassett and her Academy Award, or maybe nomination, I don't remember if she won, Best Supporting Actress in a Marvel movie.
Here's what a great actor Angela Bassett is. She got an Oscar nomination for a Marvel movie. That's like getting a Pulitzer Prize for a Reddit comment.
Well, yeah, you know what? Because that was the other thing. Because I was kind of out of paying attention to the Academy Awards and as much. And then I was like, what? She got that for Wakanda?
Yeah. She was great. Did you see it?
Yeah, she was good in it. Oh, yeah. Man. But I'm just like, Angela Bassett's like, it's so many other things.
And it was just like. It was weird. It was weird for that to have any nominations. But for her performance in there did not belong in that movie.
I understand. Yeah. That wasn't. I was hoping it was better.
Yeah, that movie was not great. But she was fantastic. There was a moment where I was watching her. I'm like, holy crap, this woman just lost her son. I'm like, wait a second. No, she didn't. She's acting.
Well, the guy really did die.
Yeah, right, so, but I mean, she's still an actress.
Oh, you know what? That's another thing. Like, because Chadwick Boseman died, and they all thought he was going to win the best actor for this one movie he did, where he's a trumpet player or something, back in, like, 1930s jazzy times or something, 2 years ago, they switched it that the best actor was last, after best picture, which has never been done, because then they thought they could make a big deal out of it because of him.
But he didn't win.
And then he didn't win! Oh, and I'm like... Sad. Screw up there.
I think somebody switched the envelopes.
Yeah, like Emma Stone. poor La La Land.
Yeah, poor La La
Land. See, there's a movie that should have won Best Picture.
That was a good movie. Yes. Yeah. All right.
So, but, yeah.
25 minutes later.
Not yet. We still have a little more time to kill. Okay, sorry. Yeah. But yes. Crap. Oh, Oppenheimer. It's good.
Oppenheimer's really good.
It's really good. Yeah. You know what's crazy about it, too? Is like the bomb goes off at like 2 hours into the movie. But I feel like the way they edited it, like, my heart was racing the whole time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And it's not really like I'm nervous. No. But it's just like, bam, bam, bam.
It was so well put together, that movie. It was just so good. And Christopher Nolan can he has great films, and then he has ones that are just really, really weird. But this one, it checked all the boxes for me. It was really good. And how he avoided the ethical conversation as if it wasn't an ethical conversation to have, and it was only a tool to be used politically, that was brilliant. And its absence in the movie made the movie entirely about it. And I was like, that's great. Because I was listening to this other lecture. I'm going to save this for the time that we do the Oppenheimer review.
No, I understand. We can dive more into it. But it was just the fact that I thought was crazy is just that it's like...
It was good.
It's like I felt like we were like moving and like, you know, like, you know, not like a roller coaster, but just like you're moving. And then all of a sudden after it's done, it's like, whoo, I can take a breath. But it's like then it's another hour and then it felt more easy going.
Yeah.
Like now we're cruising on a Sunday with the windows down. But it was still like I'm still enjoying this and it's still crazy. Like intense, but not as intense. I don't know. But it was like. Boy, do they keep you, like, I've never heard so many nerds sitting there talking about stuff that's over your head and nothing happening.
Right.
Like, talking and writing in chalk.
But what I interested
in. And boy, was like, boy, I got to hear all this.
Yeah. Not like, what was the other one? Tenet. Did you watch Tenet?
No.
Tenet was weird. And it was a lot of that techno mumble jumble that he's famous for. And then
that's the one that, like, came out, like. During the pandemic or something, right?
Yeah, time flowing backwards. And you know, he always plays with time in different...
I do like that, though.
Yeah, I like it, too, most of the time. But intended, it was weird. All right. But yeah, so in that one where it was like the techno mumbo jumbo got in the way of the film. And you're like, this is weird and none of this makes sense. And this is dumb. And where do those people come from?
Like putting too much air in a balloon.
Oh, yeah, exactly. But this one worked really well. And it kept you really engaged. And you're like, I know physics now. Right?
Yeah. But it's just funny, too, because I'm like, oh, this is a great movie. This is probably the best movie I've seen. This one needs to win all the awards because it's such a good movie. But then it's like, I liked Interstellar when I saw it in the theater. And I was like, I like that movie. And then it was like, I liked Inception.
Yeah,
like,
Inception was good, too. I was Dark Knight.
I like Dark Knight.
Dark Knight was fantastic.
Yeah. You know, so I'm like, I'm starting to rattle off a bunch of, a bunch of movies that he did that I wouldn't have thought that I was like, oh, yeah. And even if I think I've only seen Inception once, but I'm like, yep, yeah, I liked it. Yeah. Like, but it's like, that's all I needed. I was good. I'm great. But yeah, that was good.
It was good.
I think I liked that a lot. I think also because I like Dream, like maybe that was my Nightmare on Elm Street Part 3. Growing up, where it's like you're in the dream world, but you kind of control it or something, and then the layers,
good. Yeah,
and then the fight that's like Honor Majesty's Secret Service in the snow,
yeah,
you haven't seen that,
no,
ah, that's it. We're gonna rank all 25 James Bond movies.
No, GoldenEye, number one.
Oh, GoldenEye is one of my favorites.
Yeah,
that's the only one you've seen, huh?
I've seen a bunch of them, but that's all I remember.
I actually did a movie marathon but not a real marathon. It was like we would get together every week and watch a James Bond movie.
Nice.
Yeah.
I wasn't a huge Bond fan.
Oh.
But the ones I saw, that's the one I remember.
Yeah. There you are.
There you were.
All right. I guess we can cancel. All right. We can end.
Okay, cool.
All right. Hit us up on Instagram.
Was that the Grudge? That was the Grudge.
You know what else I do? I go, 7 days.
Yeah.
Anytime anybody like says 7 days, like I have to repeat it. Oh, yeah, like too. Like the ring phone. Yeah. And like at work, they'll be like Laurie will be on the phone and be like, oh, okay, how long will it take? Oh, about 7 days. Go, 7 days. And then like people don't hear me say it all the time. Or those are the kinds of things I do, like when Lisa says stuff, and then I have to say something from a movie, and then she just goes, what? Yeah. And I go, don't worry about it. I don't have to explain to her, like, and she's like, is that from Star Wars? And then I'm like, no, not this.
Probably Simpsons.
Yeah, that's the other one, too. Yeah. Don't worry, son. Okay, sorry. Hit us up on Instagram or give us feedback. Thank you for downloading the last 2 months. That's going to be great for
our new listeners.
For our sponsors. If you want like sponsor, a sponsor... Give us your money.
Give us your money, because we're all about the external goods of this show. So, Kyle Mefford, you know, owe me $60 each time I mention your name. So.
And Terry Love.
All right. God bless you guys. Bye.
Hey, hey, hey.